Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500
plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish is back this week. Good morning there. We missed
good,
you last
good
week.
Good morning. Thank Woo! You. It's nice to be missed, and I just had an absolutely fantastic trip.
Oh, good. You know, we'll hear a little bit about it later on. Hey, our phone number here is 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 7 here on the 20th of October, and we actually have weather today.
Yes, it's 51 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high today of 82, low of 52. On Friday, we're going up to 78 and then 52. Saturday, 72 and about 51. And on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, the high near 65, Sunday night 53. I've got Monday showers likely and a chance of showers the rest of the week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, I tell you what, today is also, just besides being just a regular Thursday on October 20th and you being here, it's Think Pink Day.
Yes,
all over town, and Linda's down at KIXE. Good morning, hon.
Morning, good morning, everybody, and I just wanted to share with you that it is Think Pink celebrating 20 years. Free bags, as you know, this is that time of year where people drive through. We do have different guests that are scattered throughout this morning, different doctors, oncologists, survivors. We have different places that you can go to, by the way, in Burnt Ranch, Bella Vista, Weber, Big Bar, Bernie, French Gulch. Where you can drive through and get your bag. 20 years of Think Pink. Of course, the first Think Pink breast health calendar was created and handed out, the breast health educational bag. In 2010, Jan Dunn of Mercy Medical Center came up with the idea to hand out the bag, and over 500 educational bags handed out on the first Think Pink Day in 1996. And today, they mark the day of 20 years of Think Pink, and with us this morning, as we start off to kick off our morning, is Dr. Pereira. Good morning, and I'm going to hand over the phone to her because she's that beautiful oncologist that everybody talked about. We had the great fortune of talking to her last year, and we're doing this morning by calling in on cell phones. So you're live on the air right now. And how about we start off by, tell us a little bit about your practice.
Well, I practice at Solace Cancer Care, radiation oncology. Got a wonderful team there and staff. And basically, I've been here in the community for about 23 years. So it's wonderful to be here. I think at 20 years as well, too.
Well, Dr. Pereira,
how many patients would you say? And we're just going to, we just, it's really important to meet the faces of the people who help survivors and help men and women. As they are diagnosed, to figure out, you know, what is individually going on with them and their treatment. But how many
patients since you, and let's say in the last 12 months, how many patients would you say that you see, Dr. Pereira?
In the past 12 months, it's typically, you know, it's taking all cancers and not just breast cancer, but typically you see about 300 to 400 new cancer patients a year. And, you know, it's funny because I, when you think about that and then you think about the number of years I've been practicing, I kind of counted this up. And then if they brought like one family member and one friend and you multiply all that out, actually it's somewhere around 60,000 people I might have met in my career. And I apologize, but I don't know everybody's name or recognize you on the street. But, you really touch a lot of lives here in the community, and that's the most amazing thing about what I do. I wouldn't come to work if I couldn't keep my patients to take care of them. I mean, that's what I go to work for.
Thank you so much. Dr. Perino, we appreciate you. Again, she's an oncologist here. And we're in front of the KIXD building where you can come and get a bag. We're going to be calling throughout the morning. We have survivors, more doctors, radiologists, because it's a day to really think about Thursday, that St. Pete's Day on October 20th. We're going to wrap up here. Thank you, Dr. Perino, for being with us this morning. Back to you, Carl.
Okay, hon, thanks. Hey, make sure you keep that phone up next to your face when you're talking.
Okay, Trish.
Yes.
Did you watch the debate last night?
I did. I
did too.
I did.
Most of it. I couldn't watch all of it.
Well, I managed to get all the way through it, I'm overwhelmed. I just can't understand how anyone can sit there and be confronted with the truth and just continue to lie.
The best pivot of the night has got to be when Chris Wallace asked Hillary Clinton in a speech that you were paid $225,000, as we've learned from WikiLeaks, as a speech you've been paid $225,000 to give, you said you could not wait till you had a universal economy and
open borders.
How could you mind explaining that? And she goes, well, you didn't read the next sentence, and then pivoted to, well, that's because the Russians have gotten into our system and are trying to affect this, not what she said, which is the truth. But then she tries to blame it on Trump, and Trump goes, I don't have anything to do with the Russians. I don't know Putin. I don't even know any of these people.
Yeah.
And why, you know, you're trying to blame it on me? Why, you know, he missed his point to hammer it right back. So what did you say? You did say that.
Irrelevant who reported it.
Yeah,
you did say it.
You know what? It looks like WikiLeaks is doing the job of today's journalist.
Well, I was sorry that no one brought that up because they keep talking about the fact that where did this come from and what have you. But the reality is one is denying what was said.
No, they're not. They're just,
can't,
they're,
they can't deny
they're
it.
They're trying to kill the messenger.
That's
here.
Exactly
it
right.
It was such – okay.
But you know the unfortunate part of that, the only thing that they're discussing is the fact that he said he'd wait until he saw what the election looked like before he decided whether he'd accept it. Now, let's be clear, though. I do remember some hanging chads during an election where they didn't accept the result, and in fact what challenged
it went all the way up to the Supreme Court.
So what's the big deal about not accepting the results if in fact you can prove fraud? And we know that's happening. I mean, right here in the state of California, we're registering illegal aliens with their driver's licenses. Get a driver's license and register to vote.
There are other things too that Hillary would, I mean, Chris Wallace would point something out and she would pivot right off it into something else. You know, Wallace did a good job last night.
I was just going to say,
I
got to
give him a good job. You know what? He kept them under control. He told the audience to shut up, which he should have.
And he just forged right through a couple of three times.
Yeah.
Looked so rude. I have to really compliment Trump on his performance.
You know, he did a lot better this time.
He did a really
good job. If he had done
that
like this the first two times.
I don't know. I think he got better every time.
Yeah.
I certainly think he was under control. I'll tell you, the trip that I just got back from, boy, that's Trump country. But what's funny about it is it is very much Trump country, very, very conservative, very progressive. I want to talk just a little bit about the economy, for heaven's sakes, based on the things that are going on there. But the important thing to understand is their newspaper looks just like our newspaper. They are all in this up to their neck. They're pulling out all the stops. I mean, they are not going to let Trump change this system. Yeah. And so they're all in for Hillary. And
the papers are?
Absolutely.
Even though the people aren't.
That's
it. I'm waiting for the Record Searchlight to lean over and you know, say why you should vote for Hillary.
Oh,
you
they
know,
will.
Even though
every,
they said,
every paper almost
even
has.
Though they said they weren't supposed to. Hey, you know, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over there at Dandelion Boutique. If you're looking for the spot to buy great things for your loved one, you got to head on over to Dandelion Boutique. They've got it all at 1322 Pine Street. You're not going to get any better than Dandelion Boutique. Give them a call, 247-1292. They have it all. Dandelion Boutique. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Empire Recovery Center.
More than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a society where a handful of political leaders whose minds have been corrupted and depraved are making laws and life-altering decisions that affect all of us, especially our children. These insane, foolish laws are being forced on us regardless of our beliefs. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect those you love from this insanity? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. You're not going to find a better place or better people to take care of you or your loved ones than Home Helpers, whether it's short-term or long-term in-home care. Every one of them's checked. Every one of them's hired through, and they have background checks. They're insured. They're bonded. They're trained very well by Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350. You're not going to find a better place. That's where I would, frankly, if anything happened to me, I'd want Sharon Clark's Home Helpers to take care of me.
Absolutely. Been
Absolutely.
In business for a little over 10 years and started that business from scratch, and she's marvelous.
She is.
Absolutely marvelous.
Hey, we're right here. We're with Empire Recovery Center and with Margene Stone, who heads it up.
Yes.
And Dave Dennis, who's on, you're on the council there.
I'm on the board.
Board. Uh-huh. Okay, what's going on?
Well, we're having our very first ever Friends of the Empire dinner. This is on November 2nd, and we're looking at it fundraising, but also the opportunity to premiere our very first video, which we will be able to share with the community about what we do. And we're very excited about the changes that we've made over the past years and where we're going in the future.
How many people do you help at a time? I mean, are they? You have people, it's in residence, right?
Right. We have a residential program that can serve up to 42 people.
Wow.
And then we have an outpatient clinic that can serve up to over 100 people.
So do you have 42 people in there right now?
No. The funding situation is such that most of the persons who finally come to treatment are indigent. So we're always seeking ways to support their recovery when they have nothing for themselves.
What's your success rate, would you say?
It's difficult to say because we measure it by are they able to leave us in a sober, clean state, and are they able to take a period of time out into the community. Those success rates are increasing, but the long-term recovery rate relapse does occur. We hope that people will get right back into recovery, get back into health, and we teach them relapse prevention skills and information about how to deal with that if it does occur.
Certainly, okay. The economy plays a part into that. If those people were able to come out of your program and immediately be able to find a job and establish their life, they'd be way better off.
Absolutely. And those persons who are coming to us who are employed and take a leave from their position, then return, have a much better strength and a support system overall. But job and the economy are very different barriers for the folks in early recovery.
Absolutely. It makes it really difficult to get beyond that lifestyle.
So you're having a dinner.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
I'm going to turn that over to Dave. He's been heading it up for us.
Well, we're having a dinner from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock on November 2nd at the Riverview Country Club.
Okay.
We're expecting about 160 people, and we're pretty close to that right now, although we do have some more tickets available if needed. If somebody needs more information, they could call me at 515-4237, and I'd be happy to help them. Tickets are $50 a piece. We've got many sponsors. And it should be a very nice evening. We're very excited about getting our new video out to the community because I think it tells our story of recovery and success in a manner that is going to be very...
Are you going to have that so people can link to it, like, say, if I wanted it on my website?
We will eventually. We are kind of saving the premiere for the evening.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean now. I mean afterwards.
Absolutely.
So people can get to it and just... See downloads, YouTube it, or something
right.
like that.
Okay. Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, very
cool.
Good.
Yep.
Very good. And how long has the Empire program been around here?
We've actually been licensed and certified for 47 years. Mm-hmm. So we're a long-term member of the downtown area. The building has been there for 97 years, and we've been taking care of it for the last 47.
Yeah, it's just around the corner here.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Yeah, it is, and it has been an established
presence.
Down
there by the back of Taco Bell.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Across the street from Cascade Paint.
There you go, yeah. Right there. Okay, so this is going to be November the 2nd. We've still got some tickets left, and for a really great cause. They're helping, the ones who need the help the most, the indigenous, the ones with no money, and they're just trying to clean up because life has gotten to that point. Now, they need funds, though, because even though you could take 42 in-house, you don't have that many because you don't have the funding for it.
Right. Okay. We do have funding from some contractual agencies. One of the most important for us is the Veterans Affairs. And we work closely with the VA centers throughout California, and we have a veteran-specific program. For example, we're taking our current resident vets down to the stand-downs.
Stand-downs tomorrow, and that's where I'll be down there with Ted Leidy, and we'll be doing a remote from right there.
Awesome. we'll look for you.
Okay.
Margene, talk about the detox center.
We have a part of our program, 6 to 9 beds, depending on our needs, is strictly for detox. This is a short-term entry into recovery. The people come to us under the influence, and we provide 24-hour care and supervision. They are observed, documented, their nutrition is monitored, and their intake of fluids is monitored. And this is a first step towards getting them off of active use.
How many people can you take?
We can take up to 9 easily.
No, they're looking for a sobering center here in town. Why don't they use that money just to hand it over to you guys and let you do that?
Great question. The principle of the sobering center is approximately a 6-hour turnaround. We look at detox as needing 3 to 5 days, particularly those persons on opiates. They take even longer sometimes than the 5 days. And at this point, there is no external funding or individual types of funding for detox except for grants and private pay.
So what if they wanted just to bring over a drunk or somebody that's on, you know, it's really drunk or really on drugs, and they, just to watch them, make sure they got their fluids.
Rather than putting them in jail, put them in the detox. And then
the next day, just turn them loose.
Yes, we would prefer that they stay
longer, but you might be able to get them to stay longer, though.
Right.
That's the thing.
We can, but they have to come to us with a medical clearance.
Well,
At this point, we haven't determined how that would be done with the sobering center.
Yeah, because the police
are still... So you are in discussions with them about the possibility?
We have, but we're still... There still isn't
ground. If that's the case, they still need to take them to the hospital, and that's still an hour and a half. But then they can leave there, and they save like an hour and a half from stopping to jail. But if you had your own nurse or somebody there...
The issue partly is the cost of that, and we're also considered a non-medical setting.
Okay.
So if we hired a physician to do that work, then we would be working out of our scope and out of our category and licensing.
Okay. Hey, look, we're with Margene Stone, who heads up the Empire Recovery Center. And thank you so much for what you do, Margene.
Oh, thank you.
This is not easy. And Dave Dennis, who is on their board.
I'm on the board of directors.
On the board of directors there. They're having a dinner on November the 2nd out at Riverview. You can get tickets by calling
515-4237. That's my cell phone, and I'll be happy to help you.
This is a great deal. This is a great thing that y'all are doing. Thank you so much. We're going to have you in there again, maybe speak a little bit, you know, for a whole half hour or something after this thing's over.
Great.
And we can talk about it, okay? And make sure that we get a link then to your video.
We'll.
I'd like to see it.
Absolutely. We'll email it to you, and then you can get it out.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thanks so much for coming in. Great to see you, Dave.
Thank you.
It's been many years.
Thanks for it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
What I want. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Attent, who? Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County. Dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with my Thursday girl.
Thursdays. I love Thursday morning.
It's 51 degrees out there, Trish.
It is. It's 51 degrees. We're looking for a high of 82 up into the 80s and then kind of fading off towards the end of the week. Weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Lighty. And he does this for a business. He teaches all over. He teaches right now in like 18 counties and is getting permission to teach in another 20 counties, which kind of almost takes him throughout the whole state.
He's got a lot of people working for him. He's got a lot of people working out there.
All of them are in our instruction. He does this for a living. This isn't a part-time job for him. He does it for a living and does a great job. So Northern Firearms Instruction, they have advanced classes. They have carbine classes, carbine to pistol classes, which you might want to be taking now because after if Hillary ever gets in, your chances of having an AR are going to go right down the tubes. I just think, you know, I just believe that. To have a semi-automatic rifle, and so we've just got to get a lot smarter than they are. Anyway, give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. We're here with Terry Oxley, and he's the pastor of the True Life Church in Bella Vista. Now, this, you know, you're saying, oh, we're talking about church. No, we're talking about something that's a challenge for the First Amendment. And you believe that churches should be able to take a stand, a political stand.
Absolutely.
Talk to your congregation about it.
You know, I've been pastoring for over 30 years now. I was a policeman in Portland before that and started pastoring up in Portland. And I have always believed that we should be involved. Pastors should be involved. They have been since the beginning of this country. Mm-hmm. They were very much involved in writing the constitutions in the different states. Very, uh-huh. very political.
We taught our children out of the Bible.
Exactly.
That was their textbook.
Exactly. I tell you what, before we get into this, we got a phone call coming in from Think Pink. Linda, good morning. Hello, Linda, good morning.
Hi, it's actually Molly here. How are you guys?
Hi, Molly. Good morning. What do we have now?
We have Diane. She is a survivor. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Good morning.
So she is a survivor of breast cancer, and we're down here at the Think Pink. And go ahead and tell us a little bit about how you found out you had it and how long it took for you to be a survivor, which is wonderful news. Congratulations.
Yes, I am really grateful to be a survivor for 3 years now, and I was, before that, a healthy person, did the self-examination, did my annual mammogram year after year. But in 2013, my routine mammogram showed a lump, and so we had that checked out, and it was determined that I had cancer. So, thankfully, my cancer was discovered early, stage zero. And so
wow.
That was really great to have early detection.
Absolutely. So early detection is definitely the best way to go. And you're proof that, I mean, stage zero, what a blessing that you were able to discover. Because you go every year.
Yes. So early, because it was stage zero, I didn't, I had to have surgery, but I didn't have to have any radiation or any chemotherapy, which is terrific. And my life expectancy is just about the same as the normal population. So early detection and finding your cancer really early is the most important thing.
And so I just want to remind people of the symptoms of breast cancer. There's swelling, soreness, rash, any type of change in your size or shape, dimpling, puckering, itchy, scaly, sore, rashes around the nipple, if your nipple becomes flat or introverted, or if there's any weird discharge or anything like that. Also, if you're feeling any lumps in your self-examinations at home or with your partner, I mean, because let's be frank, they can help you with that as well.
That's right. That's right. The self-examination is important, but a lot of those really tiny cancers cannot be felt. And so you need to get in there and get those mammograms. That's so important.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's,
well, thank you, Diane. We really appreciate you taking the time to come in. And congratulations on being in recovery for 3 years. It's amazing.
Well, thank you so much.
And I hope you much continued health.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye. Thanks very much,
thanks,
Diane.
Charles.
You bet.
We'll be back.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It is early detection on breast cancer, cervical cancer, and colon cancer, and can lead
makes
to complete,
all the difference.
Complete cures. Okay, I'm sorry, Terry.
No problem.
Okay, as we were pointing out, the parish leaders who were the preachers helped write the Constitution.
They did many in many of the states.
Those were your only really educated people in some time.
Back then, there really was. And there was a group called the Black Robe Regiment, which was very, very involved in religion and also politics. And we've been doing that actually around this country for some time now. For the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, every time a major election comes up, we the week, usually the Sunday before, we get up and we talk about who's running and who we think is healthy and not healthy and who we should vote for and not. You know, the law really doesn't say that we can't talk about it. It says my church cannot support. Like, I can't say that True Life Church is behind and supports so-and-so. But right. I can get up and say, hey, I'm all for Trump. You know, I can say that. And I can say it from the pulpit. And I do. And
you're not the only person around here or preacher who has done that historically.
No,
Chester
no.
County.
In fact, throughout this country, I think last year it was either 1,500 or 2,500 pastors got up the Sunday before elections and spoke about that on we call Pulpit Freedom Sunday. But it's amazing how many pastors won't talk about politics. And I can respect them for whatever they believe God has called them to do. But I get harassed every once in a while from not my congregation, but other Christians and pastors that believe that we shouldn't be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, you know, what is politics? Anytime we take the moral values that we teach during Sunday or in any other day and that we believe in that comes out of the Bible and we talk about them outside the church walls, that's politics. I mean, face it, that's politics. So we're involved in politics all the time. We just don't call it that. We call it values. We call it morals.
You know, there's something else too, Terry. And, I mean, let's just get it out there. A lot of people believe that Christianity is under attack right now, that if you're a Christian and you pray and you express your faith, you're castigated, you're told you can't do that, you can't pray, you can't
right.
do any of these things. Oh, separation of church and state. But, you know, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say you can't pray.
No.
Separation of church and state is not in our Constitution.
No, but what it means also is that the state can't back one church. It doesn't mean that in high schools we can't pray,
right?
And you know that we can't have that, or that we can't say God bless America. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
That's
on something like this. It doesn't surprise me that ministers and priests shouldn't stand up and talk about things they believe.
You know
in.
What? We get a letter. I get a letter. In fact, I haven't had one for a while. I used to get them for years, but I get a letter from the I almost brought it and forgot to bring it, but it's a letter from an organization that calls themselves Reverend So-and-so about the separation of church and state. Just telling me, oh, you know, we can't do that. You can't do that. And it's a lie. I mean, these guys with the Reverend in their name are sending out letters and lying to pastors telling them that they can't speak about these things. You know what? I talked to some church members, again, not in our church, but others, and I said, well, who are you voting for? And I said, well, I don't really know who to vote for. I don't know what this person believes. I said, well, does your pastor talk about it at all? No, he won't talk about it at all. Well, where are you learning it from? CNN? You know, and yeah. It's like, yeah. Really? You know, my job is to inform the people in my church who's running and what they believe. When Obama ran, you know, in 2008, I said, hey, this man is a liar. He's a deceiver. He's not a Christian. He's probably a Muslim, but he's definitely not a Christian. He's for late-term abortion, for homosexuality, the things that we're against. And I said, if you are a Christian and you vote for someone that believes in these articles that are absolutely contradictory to the Word of God, you have to really question, am I a Christian? If I'm a Christian and I'm a Democrat or a Republican and I'm voting for an individual that believes and will push and cram down my throat everything that I disagree with, why in the world am I voting for that person? I mean, let's face it. Look over the last 8 years how much Christians and those that believe conservatively have been attacked. IRS, you name it, have been attacked, and it's getting worse.
Just this week, there's an announcement about Dick's Sporting Goods that in fact, have a manufacturer that puts a little Christian message in their clothing. They were asked to remove that from their clothing when they shipped to this store. And the company said, and I've forgotten the name of it, darn it, but they said they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They refuse to do that.
Why should they?
And so now this product is no longer available at Dick's, but it is available at Cabela's or any of these other companies.
So what you do is you don't go to Dick's.
You don't go to Dick's. I mean, but you're right about the attack on Christians. We are out openly, and they're not even making any – they're not even trying to hide it anymore. No. They're just out and out doing it.
Last night during the debate, the question was asked to Hillary Clinton –
About late-term abortions
to children up to 9 months. And she tried to pivot off of it, and they kept going back to it. Is she believes that you should be
right
able
up to, the day.
To abort a child. And she goes, oh, these people that have had these terrible problems, and you find out they're going to be – no, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about people that just have changed their mind, and they abort a seven-month-old baby or 8 month or 9 month. They can do that. And she would not say they had a right because she has said before – they have no constitutional rights to the second they're born. Well,
do you realize, I don't think most people realize when you have these late-term abortions what they do. The baby actually is born. They take it out about from its head. They murder the baby by cutting the spinal cord behind his neck and stick the baby back in the womb, and the woman gives birth to it. What? What? How could anybody okay that?
Murder. That's any way you look at
it. It's beyond murder. It's slaughter.
Once you can look inside that womb and see the actual baby, how you can possibly say that that is not a human life
is
beyond
it. Close your eyes.
Well, okay. So, but going back to the original premise here is, you know, and this is what I said. I said, do ministers and priests and people of congregations have the right to stand up and, you know, in their message, one of their messages is you need to get out to vote. And let's discuss who it is that you're going to vote for, and will they respect the tenets of our church? Whether your church is the True Life Church or the Catholic Church, or the Methodist, or whoever it is, are they going to uphold the tenets of Christianity?
And you know, not just in the attack on the church, but on the people that are in the church. Like if you're a baker, like we've seen, and you say, you know, because of my conscience, I do not feel like. I mean, the one up in Oregon. The person had no problem serving them, working for them. Maybe even they worked for them. But they said, we cannot celebrate this with you. But see, that's what tolerance, the new tolerance word is. Tolerance used to mean, well, you can believe your way, I'll believe my way, and we may disagree. But the truth is, that's just the way it is. Now tolerance means you have to not only agree with me, you have to celebrate it with me. You have to celebrate what I believe, even if you don't agree with it.
And you have to concur with it and help pass the law and get along and absolutely get in.
We're gonna,
that's nuts.
Okay, we need to take a quick break, but before we do that, let's go to the phones. Linda, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and we're here in front of KIXC. I just wanted to remind you all that we still have bags and bags and bags of wonderful Think Pink calendars and little goodie bags, and people, you hear the horns honking and people driving by. It's an annual celebration, if you will, of what it is with NorCal Think Pink. In fact, a gal by the name of Jan Dunn of Mercy Medical Center came up with the idea to hand out the bags. And they began selling pink bandanas at the Reading Rodeo Kickoff, Tough Enough to Wear Pink in 2004. MD Imaging and Dignity Health Medical Center have sponsored NorCal Pink for 20 years. 600 post office bins are used to carry and store all 40,000 Think Pink bags. You can imagine between here and the post office over in Churn Creek and all these other areas. Of course, we do have Junction City, Palo Cedro, it's Tri-County Bank, Old Shasta U.S. Post Office, Mount Shasta, Black Bear Diner, All Day, Shasta Lake City, and in Shingletown, Black Butte Market, AG & Company, Pioneer Hill Plaza, Trinity Center, Tule Lake, and Weaverville. I know you guys got to go. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Eva, Dr. Eva Bauer, who is an oncologist here. I've seen her before when I've had my mammography, and she's incredible. She's over at MD Imaging. She'll be our guest at the 8 o'clock hour. Thanks.
Okay.
I'll be checking back in.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, honey. Okay, you head on down to KIXE and get your Think Pink back. We've got to take a quick break. I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow is the Stand Down 2016, the North Valley Stand Down Association. It's going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And it's for all homeless veterans and for other veterans. And it's a hand up, not a hand out. It's going to be at the Shasta District Fairgrounds inside Fasoro Hall and Trinity Hall. At, you know, of course, in Anderson, registration starts at 8 a.m. Thursday. Free community services available at this event, job services, unemployment, driver license, and identification information, drug and alcohol counseling. So many things going on there at the North Valley Stand Down Association. That's tomorrow down at Fasoro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's 7:45 right now, 51 degrees, going up to 82 today. And we'll be right back with Terry Oxley, pastor of the True Life Church. We're talking about is Christianity under attack.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else, brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning. It's Thursday, and it's 51 degrees in downtown Reading, looking for 82 today.
One of the favorite places you go to is Four Winds Jewelry.
Absolutely. Great estate jewelry and great selection of all kinds of products.
They're the only full-service jewelry store in town, which means they can design jewelry, they can fix jewelry, and they have only trained watch repairmen in town that can repair all the watches. If you have any watch that you take someplace to be fixed, it's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry. So just head on down there and see Rebecca and Henry down there. They are just doing a wonderful job. The place looks great. Leonard sold it to them.
Yes.
And, you know, we miss Leonard, but not too much. He's still here in town. I get together with Leonard every month for on the first of each month for lunch, just so we can catch up. It's a joy to listen to this man. But Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
I've had them work on all my watches.
Oh, I tell you what. Hey, we're here with Terry Oxley, who is the pastor of the True Life Church down in Bella Vista. And you know what? This is not a talk about his church. This is a discussion on freedom of religion and freedom to be a Christian. And we've got Ranger Rick on the line. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you'll be seeing me in church.
You'll be seeing him in church, huh?
That's right. And the other thing is, too, the debate, if I can just switch
gears
just a little bit.
Yeah.
4 minutes. Did anybody catch that last night? That's the biggest thing. That chick telegraphed what it takes for us to go ahead and get to our missile defense. Now, that's another faux pas that I don't think most of the world do. She just disclosed it. 4 minutes is what it takes to launch a missile, our missiles. It's common knowledge now.
Yeah.
You know, I did hear that, and Trump made a point about the fact that we are telegraphing everything we're doing before we do it, and how stupid that is.
Hey, you guys, you don't think that she's already emailed that to Iran and Saudi Arabia?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing with them. And the other thing, too, Rick, is that he did not go back. I mean, he got it out that the reason we're having so much trouble in the Middle East is because of her policies and Obama's policies. And the only thing he didn't point out was when she said, we killed Gaddafi, and then she laughed. You know, at that point, anybody that's been in combat would have turned to her and said, "You know, I find you chicken hawks amusing that you can laugh about people being killed because you've never been there and seen people being killed, never seen your friends being killed, and that you can laugh about this, you know, complete lack of feeling because she has none. She doesn't even understand this part." But, you know what, the reason we're having this problem is because her. At least Trump was pointing that out. I mean, this was her, and you can't pivot away from that. Anyway.
Well, okay. Let me pivot back to the missile thing, too.
This is
a systemic issue. Now, her husband, Billy, lost the nuclear codes, according to Hugh Shelton, General Shelton. He was the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff there when Billy Clinton was the president. And in his book, he outlines how he asked over a period of 4 to 6 months, "Mr. President, do you have the nuclear launch codes? I just need to make sure that you got them." Well, what do you expect happened? Deny, delay, never addressed it. Finally, after 6 months, General Shelton, a four-star general, just reissued them, and the subject was dropped. He lost them. Bill Clinton lost them. Bill Clinton and his wife lost them. Could not account for them.
Well,
you understand being a commander and accounting for things, something is critical.
There's two. Get this, everybody needs to understand this. Just put this one in the bank. There are two codes of conduct. There's one for the Clintons, and there's one for everybody else. They have this range of sycophants and sycophants and all of these people that are out there to protect them, and that's the major media sources, that they can do anything they want. And then when they step in, I tell you what, you got to be careful about what you ask for, because when Hillary gets in there, she is going to slam the door on a lot of your rights, and that includes our esteemed media.
Let's say if Hillary gets in there, because I'm not willing to give up the battle.
I'm not giving up either. Hey, we got somebody else on the line. Thanks a lot, Rick.
All right, bye.
Look what you started here, Terry. Hey, and speaking of Terry, there's Terry on the line.
First of all, Terry, thank you for what you do.
You're
welcome. You know, thank you for standing up and being a pastor that stands up for liberty.
You're welcome.
Also, I think Hillary has, I think it can be figured out in a sentence. Let's get rid of guns to save the toddlers, and let's have late-term abortion to kill the babies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
You know,
that's
really
pretty much
truly,
what she said last night.
Well, and here's the deal, really and truly. If you're a Christian and you vote for this woman, I'd like you to call in through the course of the week, or maybe up until the election, and tell us why that is. She believes in everything that is anti-Christian. She is basically evil. I really would like to hear from somebody out there justifying their position, saying they're a Christian, and that they would vote for Hillary.
Without just turning right around and saying, yeah, but Trump. Because that's the answer you get every time you try to pin one of them down as to why you're voting for Hillary. Well, yeah, we know what she is, but Trump. But Trump what? He's not killed anybody. He's not given any demonstration of not being a true American. And he's a businessman. So certainly he has done things differently than politicians do in the last 20 years. But that's because he was running a business under the laws and regulations that this government has set down.
Have you noticed how they want to get out the 1040 from Clinton? I mean, from Trump? First of all, who cares? He was a businessman making money. The interest I have is the politicians that come in poor and leave multimillionaires.
Exactly.
They're the ones I want to see.
And I think that, and Hillary is one of those, they talked about how poor they were. In fact, they stole a bunch of stuff out of the White House and didn't give it back.
Did you hear the 90% thing that she said that the Clinton Foundation puts 90% of their, yeah, they do, but 85% is in the name of Bill and Hillary Clinton in another fund.
But you know what they also do? They say only 7% actually goes to help the organizations that are trying to
help.
The country of Haiti wants them out of there. So,
exactly.
But anyway, but going back to this is, and thanks, Terry, thanks for the phone call.
You bet.
Is that resistance to tyranny, and this is from Sally, she wrote it in, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. You know, and I believe that. If there's tyranny, you've got to resist this. And I'm not talking armed resistance. That's not what I'm saying. But you can't go softly into the night, quietly in the night. This is something we're going to have to fight. And if the Christian population of this nation ever got together, and the veterans of this nation ever got together, they could fix that. They could actually settle these elections. But you're going to get people out there that go, oh, and this argument, Trish, what you just said was, well, yeah, but look at Trump. That's a little kid's argument. That's a little kid's argument.
That's exactly right.
He did this, so I have to vote for her. No, you got to say why you're going to vote for
Trump.
Someone.
There's something I want to hit before I'm gone.
Yeah, you got
here.
A couple of minutes.
You know, two things if I can get them out. But one is political correctness. I want the listeners to understand political correctness is nothing but a manipulation to believe a lie. You know, we have absolutes, and that's the truth. A manipulation is trying to cause you to believe something because you're afraid of what people will think about you. Well, you're a bigot, you're a homophobic, you're a this or you're a that. Whatever it is, it's a manipulation to have you believe something that's not true. Christians need to be better than that. They need to say, hey, this is what I believe. You can call me any name you want. I don't care what people call me. You can call me any name. I could care less what you think about me as long as I'm obeying the Word of God. The second thing I want to hit is the Second Amendment. I'm a First Amendment, but the Second Amendment protects my First Amendment.
That's right.
I believe I'm an ex-cop. When I was a cop, I could tell you that I could not get to your call in time normally. And we had small districts. I lived in a big city, Portland. And so we could get there pretty quick. By the time I got there, it was over. You were dead, raped, mobbed, whatever it was over. You need to learn to be able to protect yourself and always be armed if you're a Second Amendment.
There you go. And that was one of the things she said. Oh, I believe in the Second Amendment. He should have turned to her and said, are you going to sponsor legislation that will ban assault rifles or semi-automatic
rifles?
She'll
just write them right in.
Oh, of course she will. Anyway, we've been here with Terry Oxley, who is the pastor of True Life Church out in Bella Vista. And if this is somebody you'd like to go listen to, how do they get to your church?
Well, it's easy. I mean, what gets me, we used to drive half hour, 45 minutes to church when I lived in Portland, and I was the pastor. It takes, 10 minutes to get out to Bella Vista from Portland. So you just drive out 299 eastbound like you're going to go to Bernie. When you get to the light right next to the store there, you turn right and go about a block and a half, and we're up there on the hill right next to Vic's Automotive.
Next to
and
Vic's
Mighty
Automotive.
Fine is right there at the corner. I know they advertise on the station,
Mighty
so good
Fine,
man
people.
There. So that's how they find us, or TrueLifeReading.com. TrueLifeReading.com.
Okay.
Terry, always actually, a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and Melissa Hunt is going to join us after the break. Talking about why she wants to be reelected down there in the city of Anderson. We've gotten all the other three, so this is Melissa's turn now. And we're going to talk about a few more things, of course, of Think Pink and many more. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Clark.
And the news brought to you by Wind River Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We're from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the final presidential debate last night, Donald Trump refused to say whether he will accept the results of the November election. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
On the debate stage here in Nevada, Trump repeated his claims that the election is rigged against him. And this was his answer when asked if he'll accept the election day results.
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Hillary Clinton took issue with Trump's response.
That's horrifying.
The two candidates also offered sharply differing views on guns, abortion, immigration, and trade. Greg Clugston at the presidential debate, Las Vegas.
The U.S. is warning that North Korea had better not attack any of its allies, not South Korea, and in no way use any of its nuclear powers, or else it should expect an overwhelming response. Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
The recent dramatic increase in North Korean nuclear tests and ballistic missile launches remind us of the grave threat it poses to our collective security. In light of these provocative acts, our combined defense posture must be robust and our deterrence must be credible.
The statement by Carter came as top U.S. and South Korean diplomats and military officials meet weeks after North Korea's most powerful nuclear test. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has risen to the highest level in 5 weeks, but is still close to the recent 43-year lows. The Labor Department says applications for jobless benefits rose by 13,000 last week, up to 260,000. Stocks have been slipping in early trading on Wall Street as investors weigh some disappointing quarterly results and forecasts from several big companies. Telecom stocks fell. Healthcare stocks mostly rose. And here's a look at the numbers right now. It's the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 51 points. The S&P 500 up by 9. The NASDAQ down by about 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
T-Mobile, the country's number three wireless carrier, will pay $48 million for not clearly telling its customers how unlimited data plans really are not unlimited.
The Federal Communications Commission says T-Mobile had a policy to slow down the speeds of customers who were the heaviest data users, but the company didn't let customers know how much used data would trigger the lower speed. The FCC says T-Mobile started doing a better job with disclosures in June 2015.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the carrier now says in small print on its website that slower speeds may result for customers using more than 26 gigabytes every month. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates are higher for a second straight week. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage increased to 3.52% from 3.47% last week. The 15-year rate mortgage up to 2.79%. Breaking news at townhall.com. Portland, Oregon officials say a natural gas explosion that injured eight people could have been disastrous without the speedy work of first responders. Nearby business owner Justin Horner.
I just had a loud boom, some shaking, had a picture come off the wall, glass tip over, and assumed we were having a small earthquake.
Eight people were injured in the explosion yesterday morning in a busy shopping district in Portland. The National Association of Realtors says more Americans bought homes in September, despite a persistent shortage of properties for sale. Sales of existing homes rose 3.2% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.47 million, the highest since the month of June. Apple says it's been buying some Apple products labeled as genuine on Amazon.com, but has found nearly 90% of them are counterfeit. The revelation comes in a federal lawsuit filed by Apple against a New Jersey company. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
Grab life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley-Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley-Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley-Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 20th of October. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings. It's great.
We love you being here. Missed you last Thursday.
I was off doing wonderful things. You're doing wonderful things. To talk about
yeah,
that,
maybe, sure. Yeah, I think maybe in maybe the later yeah. last half of the show we can talk about that.
Okay, it's 57 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak, and we're looking for an 82 today, low of 52 this evening. On Friday, 78 degrees with a low of 52, and on Saturday, 72 and about 54. Towards the next week, we're looking for a little bit of rain, but not a great storm like we had the last time. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And it's Think Pink Day, and we've got people all over town handing out these pink bags. And here's Linda. Linda, good morning, hon. You're down at KIXE, is that right?
Yes, good morning. We're live outside here in front of KIXE, and there's several hundred people out here giving away bags for Think Pink just to celebrate what it is to be celebrating 20 years of NorCal Think Pink. And one of my favorite people here in the North State is Dr. Bauer, who is the radiology breast doctor for MD Imaging. And I've always just been an extreme fan of hers. You see her at so many events. And good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Linda. You guys are one of my favorites, too.
Hey. All right, we have a little echo issue going on here, so we'll just have to work with that. But tell us, you know, 15 years you've been working in radiology. Is that 15 years in Reading?
15 years in Reading, yes, and I've been coming to Think Pink for 15 years as well. This cause is very close to my heart, as you know. I read a lot of the mammograms that are done. We do about 100 a day at MD Imaging, and I find a lot of cancers on them, and my mom went to breast cancer, so this issue is very, very close to my heart on a number of levels. Why should women care about this at all? Well, they should care because statistically it's the most common cause of cancer in women, other than the little skin cancers that really aren't, they don't spread anywhere or do anything as far as lifespan. Breast cancer is the second most common cause of death from breast cancer, so women should care. The second issue that I feel is very important is ownership of your health. We were just discussing this a few minutes ago about how women tend to put off these things. They don't tend to think they're important enough, and they're not pleasant enough to, for example, go in and get a mammogram. It's just one of those things that tends to be on the back burner because us women, we're so busy taking care of our lives, our children, our you know, caregivers for our parents. We are givers. We take care of others, but we don't take care of ourselves. And taking care of your breast health is probably one of the most important things you can do in your life for your health and longevity. Basically, starting in your 20s, you should become aware of your breast tissue, about how it feels, and any kind of lumps and bumps, have them checked out. The other thing I hear a lot about is that women basically say, oh, it's a cyst. Oh, I'll wait 3 months and see if it changes. Oh, you know, no, you have to come in and get it checked out the minute you feel something in your breast, because it's the other thing it's about is early detection. Early detection saves lives, because if it's still confined to the breast before it spreads anywhere else, it's curable. And the other point is mammograms. You know, there's so much controversy about mammograms, you know, in the press. Every year around this time, you know, articles come out about questioning mammograms. I want to tell you something. The mammograms that we do today are not your mother's mammograms. They are phenomenally, astronomically better. We have digital technology. We have a computer that double reads every mammogram. We have 3D, which we introduced at MD Imaging in 2013. They're 1 millimeter slices through the breast. What all of this technology has done, it has decreased us calling back unnecessary things about 40%, and it's also increased our detection rate about 40%. We're that much better. We're finding cancers that are 2 or 3 millimeters. I find 4 or 5 cancers a day when I read the mammogram. You know, this saves women's lives. I mean, I cannot emphasize it enough. I wish that the women that are questioning this at all could come just walk a day in my shoes reading these and actually finding the cancers. And I wish more than anything that my job was obsolete and there was an easy blood test or some easy way to do it other than coming and having a mammogram. Really, there isn't. There really isn't. And when they find something, I would be the first one to be excited about it. But I feel like the one message that I wanted to get across is if you are a woman, especially over the age of 40, mammograms are paid for by insurance annually. All you have to do is just come in and say a name of a doctor to send the results to, and it's free for you. I mean, every insurance company pays for it. There's a reason they pay for it, because it is a test that has been proven over and over and over again to be beneficial. And why is it important in your 40s? Because the cancers are more aggressive. You have more years of life to lose if you do get breast cancer. Why is it important in the 70s? Because there's more increase the rate of cancers as you get older. So it's important both in the 40s and in the 70s. There's a reason that the dates are chosen that way, for statistical reasons, to start at age 40 and then to go all the way up into the elder years. And there's some controversy in the 80s, and I think those are discussions that individuals need to have with their doctors about continuing annual mammography. Why is annual mammography important? Annual mammography is important because some breast cancers develop very fast. I've seen them develop between mammograms, and some breast cancers grow slowly. So you will hear all kinds of stories about breast cancers, but they don't all behave the same, and they're not all the same. And so listening to one person's story about breast cancer might not be another person's story. And so the best and safest thing is to have a mammogram every year.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
And you understand why now, Trish and everybody and Carl and Bob,
and whoever our special guest is there today, why I just happen to think that Dr. Bauer is amazing, because she lives, breathes, and eats this. She's very passionate about it. And if I ever need to have a mammogram, I go to MD Imaging. I had the thermography done. And I just recently had to have a sonogram because they went to the next level to make sure everything was okay. And so anyway, we're down here at Think Tank. We're going to take thanks so much for letting us call in. We'll be calling in a little bit later with another survivor to tell her story. But thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it, Dr. Bauer. Thanks, and we're signing off right now.
All right.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Melissa Hunt, who is running for re-election at the Anderson's City Council.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I didn't realize that was going to take 10 minutes, but it's all important stuff.
Important.
It is, it's curable if found early. So, okay. You know what? We're going to take a quick break and then get right back to you. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. And they are the best. They're the best in the North State. They've been voted best in the North State. We use them. We've never had a complaint. In fact, if anything, we will shout from the top of our house how good Alliance Heating and Air is. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Vote for my Daly for Assembly 2016.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bond and Trish Clark. Thursday, October the 20th. It is 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here this Thursday. And it's 57 degrees going up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. I want to talk to everybody about the Honor Guard and the VFW Post 9650 having a big spaghetti dinner fundraiser at the Anderson VFW Hall this October 22nd, which is Saturday from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's hosting this to help out the elite Anderson Police K-9 Unit and the Veterans K-9 Connection and the Post Honor Guard. It's going to be a great time. Adults 12 and over, $10. Kids under 12, $5. For more information, give them a call at 365-9650. VFW Post 9650.
I have two cents to add about that, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're here this morning with Melissa Hunt, who is on the Anderson City Council, one of the four candidates running for the three seats available in that election. And we had the other three on earlier in the week or in the month.
Last Thursday.
Yeah. We could go Thursday. And Melissa was representing the League of California Cities for the city of Anderson. And so she was out of town. So welcome, Melissa.
Thank you very much. Good to be here. Always good to be here.
Well, we always like to get everybody on.
All right. You. So tell us, we've got a half hour to talk with you. And tell us, what have you accomplished in the time? Tell us who Melissa Hunt is and how long you've been on the council.
Well, my name is Melissa Hunt. I was born right here in Shasta County. When I was born, we lived in Igo, and at 6 years old, we moved to Lakehead and owned a family-ran campground, Lakehead Campground up there. And when I was 12, we moved to Cottonwood. I was a country girl, didn't know it, loved it. And at 18, I moved to downtown L.A. and went to college. What a difference. And moved back here after college to actually pursue more college at Simpson. Got my teaching credentials and my master's. I taught for 14 years and felt led to expand on the business management, business period side of me. And managed a business, eventually went into business for myself, which is I'm now a realtor, and I love it. And I love to explore. The part of me that is the teacher, I constantly love to learn. And, oh, my gosh, that's been a great benefit when it comes down to city council, because you're constantly learning. It's just so interesting and so fun. I loved it.
So how long have you been on the council?
I got appointed in 2007, January of 2007. So I served 2 years being appointed, and then I ran for the election in 2008 and 2012. And here I am for 2016. And what have we completed? Gosh, Anderson seems to be the leader in Shasta County. We've led in the public safety measure and put more police officers on the street. We've led in the regulation of medicinal marijuana growing in the county. And we've also led in the regulation of the butane honey oil canisters, the safety of our residents. And, you know, Anderson is a different place than it was when I first got on the council. It's a lot. It's just wonderful. Everybody at City Hall, too, we've got different management in place, from the city manager all the way down to each department head. We've just got some new blood and new ideas. And Jeff Keiser, our city manager, is doing just a bang-up job as our city manager for City of Anderson.
One of the things that we've been able to do, I think, down in the city of Anderson that is a little bit different is our planning department works a bit differently in that we have a lot of contract people, which allows the process to continue and happen in a quicker manner when somebody wants to start a business.
It's true. And then on top of that, we've also made it business friendly. That's Jeff's goal, is to make sure every department, especially our planning department, just builders, businesses, bring them in and make the process quick. So we get people and places, businesses on the ground running. Brings revenue in, makes people happy.
Well, you know, I know that I know of one business for sure that was trying to open up, a big business, open up in Reading, and just kept on getting, you know, buffered and, you know, pushed and, you know, and delayed. And came down to Anderson, and it took him a week to get the permit. A week to get the permit. So he moved his whole business down there. And this is a large business.
Awesome.
So this is
good to hear those stories.
Well, it's true though.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have a lot of people that you all use as contractors.
Mm-hmm.
By having them on the.
Well, it simply makes sense. You know, one of the things we talk about, the big problem, and we have it down in Anderson as well. It's a homeless issue.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways that we. Brought it up again earlier with Empire Recovery. If in fact we can create jobs and increase the economy in Shasta County, we can go a long way to solving the homeless issue and the issue of that they create.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a mental health issue as well that needs to be addressed. And, of course, it's government. It takes money, period.
So speaking of that, what happens if the marijuana measure passes and they make it legal here in the state of California? Do you think that the cities and the counties up here in Northern California should take advantage of it?
Take advantage of it, no. I'm not in favor of that. Other cities have proven that they've gotten revenue from it. You know, it's a council decision. It's not a Melissa Hunt decision. And there's five people on the council that would have to make that decision and have conversation about it. I would personally not favor it, but it's the law too. And then you get into the part where federal doesn't match with state. It's going to be it's going to be a hard decision.
Yeah, you know, if you came in with a hardline, president that turned around and said, you know what, marijuana is illegal and I'm going to shut down all these places. I'm going to shut down your
Hallelujah. Yeah, we would, you know, not have a problem there.
We'd shut, you know, and that's
leadership. Oh my gosh.
It's the law of the land, and we're going to, you know, and do away with sanctuary cities, you know, all those kind of things, and just say, hey, I'm just going to enforce the laws.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also got to take a look at that in case that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. As business people here in Anderson, if they wanted to open up a collective, they still have to get past the city council, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've actually said no to collectives, period. Yeah.
But that
in
was
Anderson.
Before they made it legal.
We still have
it
said no.
Yeah, it doesn't have any opportunity. I mean, this is a whole different ballgame. We're not talking collective. We're not talking medical marijuana. Now we're talking the right to use, and that doesn't mean that any city has to give them a right to have a business in their community.
True.
It's still going to be a local issue.
Okay. Okay, so there's the issue. All right. So who do we have on there, Molly?
Both.
Both of them. Okay, let's go to the phones. Okay, it's Think Pink and Molly. Good morning.
Good morning. I am here with Michelle. She is one of our fabulous survivors. She's heavily involved with Chicks and Shop, which is a great organization that donates to Think Pink as well. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine. How are you doing, Michelle? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your experiences.
Well, I was diagnosed on October 6th of 2011, so I am a 5-year survivor now, which is huge for a triple negative breast cancer patient, and a lot of people don't know triple negative is one of the most difficult to treat forms of breast cancer. And here I am 5 years later, so I'm very, very blessed to have all the love and support in the world.
Well, what were your symptoms, Michelle?
Actually, I found a lump when I was pregnant with my youngest son, and I had had previous history on the opposite breast, but I talked to my OBGYN about it, and she just said, okay, let's keep an eye on it. And then one night after he was born and I was feeding him, I realized, hey, that lump is painful. I'm gonna get that checked out. So I did, and a few biopsies later, it came back positive as cancer.
Okay. Well, and then what happened?
And so after that, I did go through 4 months of chemotherapy. And then I had a double mastectomy. I chose to have the double mastectomy because I wasn't going through this again with reconstruction. And I did some radiation as well. But I've also done a lot of alternative therapies, yoga, meditation, acupuncture, some cannabis oil, essential oils. So I've pretty much thrown everything but the kitchen sink at this cancer and said, sorry, you don't have a chance.
Well,
good for you and congratulations on your recovery.
And
thank you.
Attitude is such a big thing in this.
It absolutely is.
It really is. It really is.
Well, Michelle, thank you. And thank you for so much you do for the community here and the Think Pink and fighting breast cancer. And we're very proud to have you on the show.
Well, yes, thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Michelle.
All right. Thanks, Molly.
You're welcome. We'll be back later.
Okay. All right. We're here with Melissa Hunt, who is running for re-election for the Anderson City Council. I've got people in here.
And I just want to point out that, the cannabis oil. See, that, you know, there's no reason in the world why, if in fact that is beneficial, and I think it is in a lot of instances, it cannot be dispensed just like any other medication in the treatment of a disease by a doctor in a pharmacy.
Well put, by a doctor in a pharmacy. Keyword
there. And
that's
the whole thing is if a doctor's going to prescribe it, then let's put it in a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
If it's medicinal. Yep. If it's for fun, then let's just
figure out what that does.
Well, no, I mean, if it is. But you know what? When the undersheriff Eric came in yesterday, he gave us all types of statistics for the city, or, you know, for the state of Colorado and the impact it's having on them. And
it's not good.
The money they're making is not quite matching the amount of money they're having to spend for the problems they're starting to have.
Wow.
And then the long-term problems they're going to have, because anytime you smoke anything, it gets in your lungs, and we're beating up tobacco. Well, guess what? You know, they try to tell you, they don't have that carcinogens. Well, I think you're wrong. I think there's things that when you do that in your lungs, it has a
huge
impact.
Well, and they're finding that out, that it is.
Yeah, and they're starting to find that out. Okay. Hey, you know, we're going to take a break, but before, I would like to, and Bob, thanks for putting this in here. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to the family and the coworkers of the Modoc County Deputy Sheriff who was killed going out to I don't know if it was a family dispute or what, but he went out there and was killed. Last night.
Active shooter situation.
Active shooter. Okay, an active shooter situation. Mm-hmm. He was killed. I believe they caught the guy, that did it. And so
I think they're going to stay more at 10 o'clock, too. There's a press conference, and I believe the person that they caught is actually been shot, too.
Okay. Well, that could be.
I'd save people a lot of money if it was lethal.
You said it, not me.
I don't have to be politically correct. I'm not.
Well, we're not. Well, it's like that Louisiana sheriff said that, you know, they had a guy they were chasing that killed two people, including one of the deputies. And the newsman asked him, "This appears this man's been shot 60 times, you know, in this big gunfight. What's your explanation for that?" And he said, "Well, obviously they ran out of ammunition." So, no, I'm not an advocate for that. But the bottom line is, it is a dangerous job out there. And I'm sure when he left that day, when he went out there on the job, this is up in Alturas, MoDoc County, you don't really think that you're going to get – it's not like a hotbed of getting people getting shot up there.
We are short of police officers in the city of Anderson, but I did say to our city manager this morning that if we can afford to have anybody go over there to that funeral, we want to be –
the
city
have
of Anderson
there.
To be represented.
Maybe the chief ought to be up there.
Yeah,
something like that. Okay, Melissa Hunt. Here running for re-election for the Anderson City Council. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. If you're looking for the perfect blind, that perfect window covering, you got to go see Jerry and Budget Blinds. They have the answer for anything that you could possibly want to cover your windows. Anything from solar shades to lined draperies, everything. But you have to give them a call at 226-9027. Have them come out to your house, take a look at it. Or check out budgetblinds.com. They're the ones that can do it. They can fit your decor and fit your budget, which is the best thing. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and Melissa Hunt.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
They jumped.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:33 in the morning. It is 57 degrees, going up to 82. Thanks to Shasta Gas Propane for letting us have the sponsoring the weather, I should say, not providing the weather, but they sponsor the weather.
Yeah, we can't hold them accountable.
No. Unless it's a really nice day, then they'll take all types. No. We helped you with that.
All right.
365-3793 for Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, best barbershop in the world, man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. You can't get any better than Cypress Square Barbershop. Right across from the subway on Athens Avenue.
So, Melissa, 4 years.
We're here with Melissa Hunt.
You run for one more term, and what do you want to do in the next 4 years?
Well, my history is that it's just plain service. I love serving. I love networking. I love problem-solving. And we have, like I said, Anderson's taken the lead on many things for the county when it comes down to it. And I've gotten two emails, one last night, one early this morning, about a dog park. And we've talked about a dog park for a long time. I know that's minimal type thing, but you know what? It's such good health for our dogs and our people and socializations.
Dog parks are great ideas, and I'll tell you why. Linda loved the dog park. The socialization of the animals.
Yes.
It's good for the animals, but it's good for people, too.
Yes, it is.
Because they meet people of all different income groups, and nobody cares. Everybody's out there loving on their dog.
Yes.
And, it's not like it's a real hard place to take care of, either.
Right. Yeah. But there's got to be somebody in place that does take care of it.
The city goes out there and cuts the grass.
Right.
And that's about it.
Yep.
And make sure the grass is watered. But the people... usually they can get themselves a little association. Everybody picks up after
themselves. They do have one. Benton does.
Yeah, Benton does that. Mm-hmm. And they dump out a lot of sand every so often. And the people get together with their little wheelbarrows and go out there and they fill up holes. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
And it doesn't cost that much.
No, it doesn't. So I look forward to doing that. I want to put that in place for Anderson. So anyway, I want to serve. I want to be the people's voice when it comes down to it. People talk about government, not listening to us and everything. I'm not that person. I'm there to serve. I don't have an axe to grind. I didn't get into office because of it. Or I was, looking to take care of something or take care of somebody. I wasn't that person. I just want to serve and it's fun. I love it.
Yeah. It is a good experience representing the people and being able to make a difference in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful experience. I certainly enjoyed my 20-some years in that
arena. Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah, it was marvelous. But okay, so, well, I think that's great. We've got four great candidates for three seats in the city of Anderson. I encourage everybody to get out, and if you're not registered to vote, you think you've got till the end of the week or thereabouts.
The 24th.
The 24th to do that.
Yes.
I just can't encourage people enough to – this is an important election, right, from our city councils. Right up to the President of the United States, you need to get out, read your ballot, find out what the issues are,
mm-hmm.
find out who the candidates are, find out, we get the government we deserve. And if you continue to return people to office who haven't done what you've asked them to mm-hmm. do, you need to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. And if they are doing a good job, then that's how you make that difference. But we talk about term limits, we talk about a lot of things. We, the people, need to do our job, get registered, get educated, and go out and vote.
And vote, yes.
Important.
There is a little bit of a clarification that needs to happen in the way of unfunded liability. And that's been a topic of discussion different places. And they say, well, Anderson doesn't have it. And it's like, okay, what does that mean? Well, Anderson has insurance for their... healthcare for their employees through one of the unions. If you have insurance through CalPERS, then you have an unfunded liability. Anderson has it through one of their unions, and therefore, after their employment, when they retire, when they leave the city of Anderson, they have the choice to continue that insurance and pay for it themselves. But Anderson does not pay for it afterwards, so we don't have that unfunded liability. So that's what that is.
Oh, good. Very good explanation, Melissa, because we've asked each one of the candidates.
So maybe we should have everybody, if they all belong to unions anyway, why don't we have them to pick up the
private, yes.
An option.
Yes, very good idea. And, yes, was put in place quite a few years ago and has saved the city of Anderson quite a bit of heartache.
I wonder if you could do that now.
If I don't know whether you can convert it.
We want to convert, and we'll pay X amount of dollars in it into it while you're on active duty.
You still have the employees who have retired under the system that you're under now.
Right.
That you're still going to be on the count for, but certainly there are changes perhaps that other organizations can look at it with new hires. Doesn't take a long time to get to the point where you can make that difference in where you're going.
Okay.
That's right.
Stop the bleeding, if you will.
Stop the bleeding.
Yes.
Which is everybody wants to do something. So.
Okay, so final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I love doing what I do. That's all there is to it. I'm having way too much fun. People, like I said, I got two emails last couple of days, and it's exciting to be able to help people. I'm crazy busy right now. Maybe it has to do with this kind of stuff, election stuff or whatever, but it doesn't matter. I love it. Only people that complain are my cat, my cats. I have a new kitten, and they complain because it's like, okay, you're not home and you're not playing with me. So, but otherwise, I just have way too much fun. So I'm there for the people, and I want to be there.
Melissa Hunt, running for re-election for the Anderson City Council, and a good person. We've known Melissa a long time.
Thanks for coming in.
How do people get a hold of you?
My pleasure. My phone number is 530-378-1782.
There you go.
My email is melissainanderson@yahoo.com.
Okay. melissainanderson@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Nolan, for being here with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure. You guys have a wonderful day. Happy Think Pink Day.
You bet.
Thank you.
20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're going to take a break here. Bob?
We had heard from our girls up at Channel 9 for Think Pink, but the line did not hold, so if they can call back, we'll be here.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
We'll be right back. Trish Clark and me. And, gosh, let me see. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And tell you what, open 7 days a week, veteran-owned business, does so much for our community, it's unbelievable. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, and you can buy anything you want there as far as coffee beans or coffee makers. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California, and a walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Hello. My name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading, and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
Hi, everybody. Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. It's football season, and Mighty Fine has great deals on our nearly 300 beers for whichever big game you're looking forward to this weekend. We've also got daily deli specials under $5, fried chicken that can't be beat, and these new sriracha chicken bites that you just have to try. Locally owned and operated at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, Mighty Fine has everything you need for game day. Big store selection, small store service, Mighty Fine.
The tallest trees, volcanic landscapes, and an underground river are just part of what can be found in our national parks. Explore what makes them special and inspiring at Turtle Bay Exploration Park this season. Find Your Park, Find Your Heart is open October 1st through January 8th at Turtle Bay. Find Your Park is presented by Five Star Bank and is a collaboration with the National Park Service and the Shasta Historical Society. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. Now we'll keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Feel like I've had long enough.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and myself, Carl Bott, right here on Free Fire Radio. And it's about, 17 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 20th of October. 605-4567 is our phone number, and it's 57 degrees out there, going up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's beautiful already. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bosniani Arms. You know what? It's getting tough to buy guns, and it could get worse if the Clinton gets elected. Because I tell you what, she's going to put people in there in the Supreme Court that are going to not believe in the Second Amendment as you and I believe in it. Yes, that's what's going to happen. So right now, you ought to just pick up your stuff and run down to John Bosniani at Bosniani Arms and pick out your guns now. Buy them now before January. Because there's going to be new rules coming in that time. So get your ammo, get your guns, get all your shooting accessories, get your classes in. You can get it all at Bosniani Arms. And he can, and he's got great advice down there. They've got great customer service. It's a locally owned, locally operated place. Give them a chance. They can beat the big outfits, cost in for guns and equipment. Bosniani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Or give them a call, 222-8222. All right. Let's go back to Think Pink with Molly and Linda. Good morning.
Good morning. It's me, Molly, right now, and I'm here with Michelle Slade. And we are down here in front of KRC handing out bags. And she is in charge. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How you doing there, Michelle Slade?
Oh, it's fabulous. You can't not be fabulous wearing all this pink.
Hey, Molly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, why don't you hang up, hon, because it's giving us an echo there.
Okay.
You're too close. Okay, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Carl, if you could see what was going on down here today, it's fantastic. We have, I'm sure you've heard all morning long, lines and lines of cars and just tons of volunteers.
Hang on for a second. We've managed to, would you...
Well, that action kind of crossed the lines and both of them dropped, so they need to call back. We didn't know which line was disconnecting, so I apologize for my error.
Okay. So maybe they'll call back.
Well, maybe they can call back.
Why don't you call Linda's number, 515-9720, and see if we can get them back on the air. Okay, you just were up in Idaho.
I was, and I really want to share this because, you know, a lot of you who listen to me know that I always bounce back on the whole thing about the economy and if, in fact, we can address our efforts less to providing a hand up to all these people who want to have that bad lifestyle,
right.
A handout, and we're constantly trying to strive to figure out ways to enable their behavior. And I keep saying if, in fact, we concentrate on the economy and concentrate on establishing businesses that, in fact, will create jobs, it can make all the difference. I just recently got back from a trip to Twin Falls, Idaho, where I was born and raised. And what we've got in the Magic Valley there is they've got like 0% unemployment. And it's all about processing plants. In the Magic Valley, which is Twin Falls and the surrounding little community,
yeah.
Murtaugh, Filer, Kimberly, all of those places, there are 30 processing plants.
Okay, we're talking processing. We're talking potatoes.
Potatoes, sugar beets,
cheese, all types of stuff.
They have it's a big farming community. They grow beets and sugar beets. They grow beans. Pinto beans.
You know what?
We could do
something like that here with out there.
Absolutely.
As a processing plants, but you know it would be such a fight to try and get a processing plant here.
Well, that's
you know if they do it
with the environmental issues that go through, but they've got potato processing plants, sugar beet amalgamated sugar. They've got yogurt plants. They've got cheese factory processing
and
plants.
And each one of those processing plants is like 300
400 jobs.
Okay.
And it's an incredible story about a thriving community.
Well, we can talk about, you know, we've got Michelle Slade back on the phone, and we're going to go to Michelle, but after that we can look at North Dakota too. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
That's okay. So, you've been involved with this for a long time.
This is about my 13th year with Think Pink.
So, what's the looks like out there at KIXE right now?
Well, you know, it's a sea of pink all up and down in front of KIXE on North Market Street, and we have lots of volunteers and students and just community members from all over the place show up to hand out our Think Pink bags. And, of course, our radio stations and our media are just here helping us spread the word. And it really is a community event. It's the finest, I think.
Hey, what's in the Think Pink bags?
So the bags this year, you're going to want to come by and pick one up because we have the specialty meal. We have the calendar always, a lot of great resource information, and the famous Think Pink pin. But this calendar is really exceptional because we're celebrating our 20th year. And so it's really has a focus in featuring survivors. So each page has a story and a picture of a survivor with breast cancer facts and resource information that really each month is inspiring as you flip the calendar page.
Okay. Sounds like you've got a large gathering of people down there. Are people driving by and picking these up now?
Oh, absolutely. We're getting low, so if you're thinking about coming by, now is a good time to do it.
Okay.
As always, we run out usually anywhere between 9 and 10, but this year I'm really thinking it's going to be sooner, so you want to hurry on down here if you want to get your bag.
Okay, we're talking to Miracle Mile and KIXE. Just go on down there. You can't miss it. There's a lot of people
absolutely
dressed in pink out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, Carl, you and Linda are so wonderful to work with. Thank you so much for always supporting us, not only with Think Pink, but just throughout the year whenever we need to get a message out to our community. I say that you're really a shining example of what true community radio is. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for what you just said, Michelle. But
yeah,
if you're in a good community like we are, and we're a community radio station, that's what we do. It irritates some people sometimes. Well, what are we talking about that for? Because it's in our community, you know? And so we get around to everything at least once. So thanks
that's
so
right.
much.
No, you're welcome. And have a great day, and hopefully we'll see you out at Sundial tonight.
You betcha. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Going back to, and it's a great event. You know, this is Think Pink, and, you know, it can literally save lives.
Absolutely. And the mammogram thing that
it's
just important that we're doing those self-examinations. And it's a good reminder to have the Think Pink every year and get everybody out and get thinking about it again. Get down and get your mammogram.
And insurance companies pay for everything. It's not like you've got anything, you know.
And there's also a program for those of you who don't have insurance through the Optimist organization.
That's right. Optimist.
That pays for women to have mammograms. So even if you don't have insurance, you think, well, I can't afford to do this. Yes, you can. Go in, make the arrangements, let them know you can't afford to pay for it, and the Optimist gets involved in that.
Okay. Let's go back to.
It was an exciting thing. This is a thriving community
that has
jobs.
On a trip that Trish made up into Idaho, into the Magic Valley or something like that. But it's Twin Falls, which is like, 60 miles over the border. Over the Nevada border into Idaho.
The home of the beautiful Snake River Canyon and Shoshone Falls.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful there.
Marvelous place with lots of golf courses and things down in the canyon.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Well, you know, when we were in North Dakota at the Walmart, they're starting them at $14 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, starting them at $14 an hour.
The economy, it's all about jobs, stupid.
Yeah.
And if we just can't. You know, it's about
don't call
the economy.
Me stupid.
Well, I mean, but you know what I'm saying.
That.
I really get frustrated when I read in the paper we spend so much time determining all of these things that with the homeless situation and plans and studies and what have you, and then I come back after looking at all of these. I go back every couple of years, new stores, new processing plants, job creating things, and I come back and what do I read in the record searchlight? The Stillwater, still dirt, property out there, and they're debating whether a company that wants to go in there is the right kind of business to put in.
Well, that's the strangest thing that I've ever heard. I mean, and Brent Reaver has said some strange things, but this has got to be one of the strangest. I mean, what kind of companies? I know, oh, we want those tech companies. Excuse me, we got a strawberry plant out there. I think we could use this other one out there to help, you know, start defraying the cost.
The point is they have spent so much taxpayer money on Stillwater. It's been a thorn in the side of a lot of people in this community. My personal belief is that government should not be spending the taxpayers' money establishing these places in the first place. They're supposed to create an environment where businesses and private entrepreneurs can come in, establish jobs, build processing plants, create jobs for the people to go to work, and we won't have all the problems we have with the homeless and the underserved population.
Okay.
That's my bad.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the other thing about North Dakota and Wyoming and those places that were so big on the gas and oil. Now there's a lot of them in trouble because that, you know, the cost of gas has dropped down, and I mean the cost of oil has dropped dramatically. And at one time, of course, you could buy a barrel of oil cheaper than you could buy a barrel of Kentucky Fried Chicken, which was kind of scary. Don't even get into bourbon. I mean, Gentleman Jack costs more than a barrel of oil. So they're taking some hits right now. But what you're talking about is a consistent type of business with production of cheese and yogurt and potatoes
and sugars
and these kind of things. That's a consistent down there, up there. Now,
no, interestingly enough, even during the 07 and 08 downturn, that community didn't suffer because price of commodities was up.
Yeah.
And so everything goes. You know, they raise beef cattle. They do the whole thing. I think what I want to really make the impression is that it's looking outside the box of different things. And companies are looking. They're looking for a place to be. We need – and some people actually want to be in the state of California. Even though we're saddled with that environmental layer that we have from being in the state of California, we can do things locally that would make us more attractive if we would just reach out, think outside of the box, and do it.
Well, we have to because, you know, and we want to do this or that. You know, we want to raise a tax through a D to be able to do these things for public safety. And I really, truly believe that parts of the problem of public safety is, like you said, is we've got a bunch of, you know, poor people or homeless people out there. And a lot of the crime is, you know, frankly, domestic abuse. If there were jobs and lots of jobs out there, then people would be at work and we wouldn't be having a lot of these problems. You wouldn't have to have taxes on people because of the economy in this. But we're fighting a double battle here. We're fighting a county permitting section and a city permits that are, you know, that are not making it easy for people.
No.
I mean, they just aren't. I mean, you can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want, but everybody knows that. Even they know that. This could be a lot easier, and yet they're not doing anything about it. And then on top of that, you have the state of California who just wants, frankly, to suck the money out of you and could care less if you have a business because they're just going to make it harder and harder and harder on you.
And you have a federal government who's one of the candidates absolutely says we're going to tax those rich people and those businesses and we're going to – so we can give away more stuff. We're not cutting any benefits. We're going to tax the rich people, and we're going to provide more benefits for those people because they're not getting enough.
Well, okay. Measure H. People are talking about this in the chat room. Measure H, there's some misnomers out there about it, but I think the big question is, and we're going to have Joe Weitz on, who's the president of Shasta College, on November 2nd. To talk about this. But one of the big things is this $139 million, and where's that money going? And that's, you know, this tax is on, of course, is on a property tax. It's a bond, you know, which is $19 per $100,000 of your house. that they're going to add on to that. And you would say, well, that's, you know, that's not too bad if it's going to do these things. But the question is, what exactly is Measure H going to do? And two, when you say this, you know, okay, there's $19 per hundred, so your property taxes are going to go up. And they're going to go up more anyway because they're going to say your land's worth more, you know, each year. And then you've got a D in here, and then you've got several other measures, that, and then plus the fact that REU is going to raise its rates. I mean, they're already trying to right now. So you're talking about you could have a swing in your take-home pay of well over $100 a month. Over these taxes, REU rates, and these bond measures. I mean, people. It's
along with health care that's going up incredibly in 2017.
Right. And there's a lot of things to talk about and to worry about here. And, you know, and Obamacare is imploding. Everybody knows that. But of course, Hillary is who is. They've got stuff again from WikiLeaks that says, oh, that's okay. We'll go to a single-payer health system.
That's where they wanted to go in the first place.
In fact,
that was the plan. It's right on schedule.
They've already floated it out, saying, "You know what? These guys need to have some. Competition in these states where there's just one of them left. So how are we going to do that?"
Yeah, and we need to say one more time: all of those that are out there that are buying into Hillary Clinton, and if you're listening out there and you still think that it's important who leaked that information. Or where it comes from and who it's supposed to help, recognize they're not denying it. The information that has been leaked is all true. They're not even bothering to deny it. They're just saying it doesn't matter. Please pay attention.
So, okay.
What difference does it make?
Now, tomorrow, myself and Ted Leidy will be down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for Stand Down 2016. We're going to be talking to the people that are putting it on. Adam McElvain will be our guest tomorrow, a veteran who is running for city council, who, by the way, will have a chance to kind of answer the allegations that the police unions went. So the unions have weighed in against McElvain and Cat by saying they're not for public safety, which is, I think, if you go back and you look at everything they've said, and they've never once said they're against public safety. In fact, they've talked about ways that they can increase our safety in our streets. But the unions have weighed in, and they've made up their mind who they want to choose. They want to support Julie Winter and Leah Tate. So, anyway, oh my gosh, it's after 9 o'clock, and I have gone over the time limit. Anyway, everybody, you have a great day, and that's where we're going to be tomorrow. Stand Down. Trish Clark, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure always. See you next Thursday.
You bet. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Each other and at themselves. The Iraqi army's best fighters are on the move, headed toward the ISIS stronghold of Mosul.
The Iraqi special forces joined the Mosul offensive for the first time this morning. They launched an assault on the town of Bartella, which is just to the east of the city. And as with the fighting over the past few days, it's been concentrated in towns and villages outside of Mosul that are mostly uninhabited, but that have been heavily planted with roadside bombs and other explosives.
Correspondent Joseph Krause reporting from Baghdad. More Americans bought homes last month despite a persistent shortage of properties.